proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session. We will continue our series relating to Jew and Gentile in one body by looking at the sermon Paul preached at Antioch of Pisidia in Acts chapter 13. Luke recorded this sermon, which was addressed to, quote, "men of Israel and ye that fear God," unquote. The nature of that salutation implied that Jewish people comprised a sizable number of the synagogue attendees on that day. Paul devoted the preamble of his sermon to talking about how God delivered the Jewish nation from various crises throughout their history. The apostle reminded us here is that, quote, "the God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with an high arm brought he them out of it," unquote. During that era, according to Exodus chapter 2, quote, "the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage," unquote. God heard their cries, and he remembered the covenants he had made with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, God looked upon the children of Israel, and he had respect unto them. Exodus chapter 14 confirmed exactly how God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt with an high hand. Paul then noted how God put up with the behavior of the Israelites in the wilderness. God commentated on that waywardness when in Numbers 14 he said, quote, "because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened unto me, surely they will not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it," unquote. Nonetheless, God remained faithful to his agreements with the Israelites. He enabled them to conquer the residents of the land of Canaan, seven nations which, in his words, were greater and mightier than Israel. God empowered the Israelites to dispossess the Canaanites from the land of promise. As the 21st chapter of Joshua put it, quote, "there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass," unquote. God also gave the Israelite judges to rule over them. Throughout the book of Judges, God raised up specific individuals as deliverers to liberate the tribes of Israel from foreign oppression and to govern these people during time of peace. Many of these individuals functioned as military commanders, such as Ehud, Gideon, and Jephthah. However, some judges did not, such as Deborah and Samuel. As per the request of the Jewish people, God gave them kings. Saul and David, the first two kings of Israel, reigned for extensive periods of time, 40 years each. Why did Paul begin his address in this manner? He was speaking to a group of largely Jewish audience in a synagogue. He reminded them about exactly how God favored Israel throughout the course of Jewish history. Just as Moses told the Jews in the fourth chapter of Deuteronomy, quote, "For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for?" Unquote. In other words, God had favored the Jewish people throughout history, showing them a high degree of favor. Nonetheless, God had further blessings in store for the Jewish people. Paul would speak about these in the remainder of his sermon to the synagogue at Pisidian Antioch. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.